Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are bringing you some information that you can use. You know, we always hope that we're bringing information that you can grasp and put into play in your lives in order to make life better. And of course, in the process of doing that, as you've noticed, we definitely talk about issues that are very, very, very serious, maybe in some ways very concerning, as we talk through and think through and explore some of the issues that are really impacting our lives in major ways that may not be so good. And we need to be understanding what's going on and understanding that maybe we need to be taking action, even if it has to do with reevaluating some of our positions on certain topics and maybe taking another look at how we respond to life. But it may be a matter of also discussing some of the lighter sides of life that also have significant impacts on our lives, like vacationing, discussion that we just had. Yes, indeed. Sharing information, whether it has to do with economics, whether it has to do with political impacts, decisions that impact our lives, whether it has to do with health and fitness, you name it, health matters, business matters, educational matters, vacationing, building relationships. That's what the program has been about for years, for about a decade now? Maybe a little over a decade now. Because again, we're hoping that you'll take this information, put it into play in your lives, and somehow help make life better. Now, that said, let's take a look at something that doesn't have to do with vacationing or taking that holiday, but it does have to do with life impacts. Health Day is helping us take a look at a nature way, this is what I'm calling it, a nature way to possibly lower Medicare costs. Yes, I deliberately said a nature way because this has to do with nature. Nature is a major component of this discussion. So, you know, you might want to say a natural way to possibly lower Medicare costs. I just thought I'd make a play on words and just say a nature way. Well, this is what they're finding. Getting back to nature may nurture our health, according to a new study that found that U.S. counties with more forests and shrublands have lower Medicare costs. Getting back to nature. That's why I'm asking, hey, is there a nature way to lower Medicare costs? Yes, they're going to share with us the connection between the two, the nature and the lower Medicare costs. This is a surprising conclusion. It comes from an analysis of health and environmental data from 3,086 of the 3,103 counties in the continental United States. And so we see right here, and I think this is good, that they're not just talking about a handful of counties that they looked at, and they're letting that represent just one state. They looked at almost all the counties all across the country and gave their findings. They took the average of different types of land cover and the per capita Medicare spending in a county and compared these two while controlling for several socioeconomic and demographic factors like age, sex, race, median household income, healthcare access, and health behaviors. Sounds to me like that was a good study. They controlled for all of those demographic factors, all of those socioeconomic factors, so that they could concentrate on land cover, types of land cover, and per capita Medicare spending in each county. And this according to the co-leader, Douglas Becker, who's a graduate student at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Listen to this. Each 1% of land that was covered in forest was associated with an average Medicare savings. Now, getting ready, let me give you this disclaimer. This first bit of information that I'm going to give you is probably going to have you saying, what? You got to be kidding. Okay, well, so what? But stay with me. Each 1% of land Now, remember now, they covered entire counties. 3,086 counties of the 3,103 counties in the continental United States. Each 1% of land that was covered in forest was associated with an average Medicare savings of, get this, $4.32 per person per year. All right, I told you to stay with me now. I know that sounds like a big deal, but stay with me. If you multiply that, because again, each 1% of land, think about how big some of these counties are. Each 1% of land that was covered in forest was associated with an average Medicare savings of $4.32 per person per year. But by the time you finish adding up and multiplying, that's where things really get good. You multiply that number by the number of Medicare fee-for-service users in a county and by the average forest cover and by the number of counties in the U.S., because again, now they're looking at what's happening nationally. You multiply that $4.32 by the number of Medicare fee-for-service users in a county, multiply that by the average forest cover, and multiply it by the number of counties in the U.S., it amounts to approximately $6 billion in reduced Medicare spending every year on a national basis. Every year. $6 billion in reduced Medicare spending. Adding in shrublands boosted the estimated savings to $9 billion a year, according to the study that was published in the May issue of Urban Forestry and Urban Greening. And the poorest counties are the ones that seem to benefit the most from increases in forests and shrubs. Dr. Becker worked with Matt Browning, who's a professor of recreation, sport, and tourism. At first, Becker said that he was really surprised by that. But then it occurred to him that the fact that the poorest counties are the ones where the people benefited the most from increases in forests and shrubs. You know, when you started planting so that they had more greenery in their lives. The poorest counties are where the people benefited the most, and he began to realize that's where you were getting the biggest profit because they had probably had the most to gain. So what about that? The findings don't prove that having more trees and shrubs directly lowers healthcare costs, but they do add to growing evidence that links green space to better health for people who are near that green space, and especially when the green space has to do with forested areas. Previous studies have looked at health outcomes that people think might be linked to nature, like depression, cardiovascular disease, physical activity levels, even recovery from surgery. So, as an example, research has shown, now get this, surgery patients in hospital intensive care units recover faster and have fewer complications if they have a view of trees instead of parking lots. Ah, isn't that interesting? Sometimes we're going to book a room at a hotel and we want to know, what kind of view will I have? And a lot of people prefer, if they can get it, a view of nature. It just does something for us. Isn't it interesting that even when we're in the hospital, maybe even especially when we're in the hospital, the view counts. Having a view of nature leads to faster recovery and fewer complications. Being able to look at nature, being able to see trees instead of parking lots. Other studies have found that a walk in a forest may affect health-promoting hormone levels or cancer-fighting immune cells in the blood. Pretty serious. I'm thinking, ladies and gentlemen, we may need to give more thought to spending some time at spending time with nature, in nature, with nature. So here's an example. How many of you really enjoy going for a walk or a jog? Now, there's something to be said for walking in the neighborhood. Beautiful homes that a lot of people are walking past as they walk. Maybe the homes aren't beautiful. Maybe they're not big and fabulous and all of that. Here's my guess. Whether the homes are or are not big and fabulous and expensive, again, whether they are or are not, my guess is spending a little bit more time getting into the car, the truck, the SUV, and driving to a park and walking in the park through paths on paths that take us through the trees. Even if we're walking on soccer fields, football fields that are surrounded by trees, that will probably do more for our overall total well-being, our mental health, etc., than walking through the neighborhood. Because we're out there with nature. There's something about being with nature, something about being in nature that does something for us that almost nothing else can do. So I'm just thinking, while it is good to be out walking in the neighborhood, unless the neighborhood is already surrounded by trees, forests, etc., we may want to, at least on occasion, spend just a little bit more time driving to the park, driving to the lake, driving someplace that will have us out there with nature as we walk. Maybe you do other exercises that don't have to do with walking or jogging. And maybe you can get out there, you know, when the pollen count is very low. You know, the weather's just working for us. The weather conditions are working for us. And get out there and just spend some great time outdoors. You know what? Even doing some of our exercising, again, when everything is working for us, weather-wise, et cetera, exercising from time to time in the yard. For those who exercise at home, in the home, exercising sometimes in the yard rather than always in the house can do something for us. There's something about just being outdoors that does something for us. Of course, we're talking about direct sunlight, which helps us, even helps our babies, helps them sleep better when they're exposed to sunlight. But something about being outdoors just does something for us. And when you start talking about getting out there with nature. So just give us some thought. Food for thought. All right. Now, we're going to be taking a look at some of the things that we have coming up in the near future. What I'm actually coming up starting tomorrow, I want to have us begin to take a look at this whole notion of communicating with God. Yeah, think about it now. I know that there are people who say, well, no one can hear from God. Some people say, well, God really isn't interested in the affairs of mankind. And I want to tell you, he is very interested in the affairs of mankind. He didn't just create us, put us here, leave us on our own, as some people say. And there are reasons that even people who say that will sometimes begin to pray when things are going wrong and they realize they really need help. Some people are convinced that God is intimately involved with the affairs of people on the individual level, family level, national level, you name it, the world level. But they're not sure that God actually communicates with any of us. Well, I want us to begin to explore that, again, starting tomorrow. I started to say, call the whole subject hearing from God. But then as I thought about it and began to take into consideration the fact that hearing, quote unquote, is not the only way that we receive information from God. There are a number of ways that we receive information from God or that God sends information to us. I decided to just call it communicating with God. So we're going to be exploring that again starting on Sunday and more. Anytime you want to find out what we have planned for the week, usually on Sundays, we have this week's guests and topics posted to the website, speakingwith.com, that lets you know what we have planned for that entire week. And so you can check that out. And of course, you can always go to speakingwith.com and click on listen online at your convenience in order to hear what we may have discussed, whether solo or with guests. And so I'm glad we have that convenience factor in play for you. We've had that in play for a few years. And again, I haven't mentioned this in a while, simply because I had forgotten to, just didn't think about it. But the site is optimized for smartphone use. We've had that in play for some months now, and I'm very happy about that because I know a lot of people who will listen online prefer to listen by way of their smartphone. So it is optimized for smartphone use. You know, interestingly enough, part of the reason that I like to always refer people also to 1550 AM The Voice is because I know that while there are a lot of people who like to go online to listen, I know that there are also a lot of people who prefer listening by way of the radio. Because you think about it, they're telling us that, well, at least the last time I heard about this, they were saying that roughly 60% of people who want to access news, broadcasts, etc., like to do so by way of the internet. But that means roughly 40% of people who want to listen to broadcasting want to do it the traditional way, by way of radio. And so you look at it, 40% on one hand, 60% on the other. That's almost 50-50. And so we definitely want to make sure that we keep that going so that people can know that you have options. So that those who really prefer the radio have the radio. Those who prefer online have the online presence as well. So that's the way we're working it. And I appreciate those of you, again, who are letting me know, again, from time to time that you're listening and listening on a regular basis. Thank you for being a part of the Speaking With community. As, again, we do truly work to build the individual, family, and community on the local, state, national, and international levels. And we encourage the celebration of diversity while promoting harmony. Those are our two major goals of this program: to encourage the celebration of diversity and to build. I'll be right back.